Would you care to relate your observations to what is going on, or just has gone on, in Washington, where you had a choice made on an appointment basis with consent that I think taxed a lot of people's sense of the process, or I don't know what to, what would you say about that? That's all.
Well, the thing about that, that's a lifetime appointment.
Mm-hmm.
And the Constitution, the fathers have decided that that's the way that should be done, and I don't want to I don't want to attack that. I don't prefer a process in which the governor would submit a name, for instance, to the Senate for ratification without this, what I call the filtering process.
I see.
I think the filtering process is of much greater value than the input of the Senate, whether it be the United States Senate or the Michigan State Senate, very frankly. And I think a properly designed filtering process to keep the situation in which a political hack, and I was accused of being a political hack by some when I was appointed. I had had partisan Republican background. Everybody knew that. I was appointed by a Republican governor, and that was one of the terms that was used in an editorial greeting my appointment.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
I don't recall it like that much. Yeah.
I think, and it may be immodest of me to say it, but I think that among my colleagues on the court and the personnel who knew about the court and so forth, that I destroyed that political hack charge. I don't think that that was thought to be a viable charge at the conclusion of my term, but I was not successful in being reelected. And I remember... she's well known for her outspoken comments. Martha Griffiths sat on the board of directors of Consumers Power Company when I was asked by Al Lehman to serve as general counsel, and it was a matter that he had to take to the board of directors, and he asked He presented my name and gave them my qualifications and so forth, and mentioned that I'd been on the court and had been defeated by Blair Moody. And one of the directors from outside the state and without much political knowledge of the state said, so I am told by Al Lehman, how come he was defeated for election to the court on which he'd been serving? And Martha Griffiths piped up and said, because his name was Lindemer. If his name had been anything else, he probably would have been elected. And so that put that thing to rest. And Martha Griffiths, I am told, on that occasion, came to my defense and said that I had established a reputation among those on the court as someone that she would be delighted to see be General Counsel of Consumers. So, you know, but I don't think the present process is a good one. And I have great feelings. I frequently vote for judges who have a background in the Democratic Party. I have in the past, and I shall in the future. Because I'm in a position to have some knowledge about what they're like, you know.
You bet you are.
As people, as lawyers, as people who will serve as judges. So that is an advantage that I have. But my God, there are not very many people who have the ability to make those judgments, and I just think think that we've been very fortunate, and I think that a lot of people who have been elected and have not demonstrated prior to election a hell of a lot of aptitude for successful judicial work have grown into it. I think that we've been fortunate. We've had some bad ones too, but that's neither here nor there. I suspect under any system you're going to have errors made. I suspect even the best system will sometimes produce someone not really worthy of the appointment.